Welcome to Business, Politics, and Lifestyles on Full Service Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Now, here's your host, Gary S. Goldman.
Well, usually it's Gary S. Goldman, but this morning it's Karen Cataline filling in for Gary, hardworking Gary Goldman. Gary S. Goldman, that is. He's taking a well-deserved day off in the middle of this insanity we're living. And it is an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Karen Cataline, basically, I'm a commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser. And I have had the privilege of filling in for Gary at least once before, as I remember. So he's out. I'm pretty sure he will be back with you on Monday. We have a terrific show for you. We have a couple of guests, and we have your calls, 508-871-7000. That's 508-871-7000 on AM 830 WCRN. Well, it's a joy to do talk radio, but sometimes I got to get myself a cough button. Sometimes the biggest problem is trying to decide what to talk about when there is a plethora of stuff. And I like to kind of cut to the chase and the bottom line, especially right now when there is so much hysteria, insanity, voter fraud, and the like. Even humble talk show hosts have to do a certain amount of news, structuring out certain things. All right, I'm getting my morning crud out this morning, so do bear with me. Even I go on a semi-news blackout because ultimately, all I really want to do is know how this is going to end. Are the cheaters, the liars, the stealers going to get away with it, or are they not? Now, you may say I am unfair, radical, and a conspiracy theorist to conclude just so, there, maybe now I got it, to conclude without a shadow of a doubt that there's cheating going on and they're trying to steal the election. Well, understanding and reading people, is the best thing ever that you can do. Most people are afraid to make summations when there is evidence after evidence after evidence that there is fraud and corruption going on. Do you know how many people who are constantly duped because they insist on seeing things in a vacuum and never assessing the situation accurately, they get conned? And there's incontrovertible evidence of criminality, and you don't suddenly start believing that those same people will suddenly decide to be honest out of nowhere. Biden sold out the country to the Chinese. Do you really think he wouldn't participate as well as the hard left that is run and controlled by the socialist, Marxist, communist left to steal the election? I mean, come on, man! And to save the mental sanity, to save my mental sanity, I'm limiting my news intake. The only question is truly whether there is voter fraud, and who's going to get away with it, or they're not. And it's not sour grapes. That's observations that continue to be validated again and again and again. Charlie Brown keeps trusting Lucy every time the football is pulled out from under his feet. Some people still think there's a Nigerian businessman who's going to hand them $10 million. You see them every day as they walk around Walmart and other places with schmatas on their face. That's Yiddish for rag, you know, because the government told them. And to them, government is God. No, it is healthy and wise to question everything. But it's also healthy and wise to look at the track record of the people who have continually been proven to be dishonest and then got away with it. These are all the same people who have been who have been spying on Donald Trump, who tried to frame Donald Trump, and who have said in no uncertain terms, Nancy Pelosi, that one way or another, Donald Trump will not be president in a year. That's what she said a year ago. That's not the remark of a person who's willing to allow the people to decide who is their president. Or if you heard, it was Al Green who said, I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. Well, guess what? He was reelected and they're trying to steal the election. Now, I could be proven wrong and I'm willing because I'm dedicated to the truth. But everything I'm looking at, everything I'm seeing, everything that doesn't make sense, eventually, even an attorney has to give a summation. Even an attorney has to say, okay, with all of this evidence, here's what we see, and now we're going to prove it to you. The other thing that's happening is that, and I predicted this, you probably didn't hear me on the radio because of the many, many shows that I fill in for. I'm making a career of filling in for other people's shows. Actually, I have one of my own as well. It's called Spouting Off, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. I'll give you that information later in the program because that's a shameless plug. Here's what I've been predicting for a while. The media is spinning a win for Biden before our very eyes. The media is completely in the tank for the Democrats, for the communist left. We've seen it again and again with the propaganda where they echo the same thing. No matter what station you go on, they're all echoing the same fraudulent narrative. And the narrative is, you just know it, they're going to call it for Biden, and Biden is going to claim victory, and then they're going to start surrounding, isolating, demonizing, and trying to force out Trump. How do I know? They told us they were going to do this 4 months ago. These people plan in advance. It's a dirty shame or a shirty dame that Republicans many times do not realize who it is they're dealing with. Democrats plan it all out, and they play the long game. 4 months ago, out of nowhere, it was totally with no evidence, out of nowhere, they started a narrative. Remember what it was? Think back, which seems like 5 years ago. It was only 3-4 months ago when everybody in the propaganda media were saying Donald Trump is not going to leave office when he loses. Donald Trump will have to be forced out with the National Guard out of office. And people are looking at each other going, what? What? What are you talking about? There's no evidence of that. You're just throwing that out there so people will start to believe it. Or as Stalin, I think it was, who said the big lie, if you repeat the big lie often enough, people will believe it. In fact, they believe a big lie even easier than a small lie. And from a time election night until about 10, 11, 12 Eastern, whatever it was, Donald Trump definitely looked like he was on his way to a second term. And then, voila, out of nowhere, in the middle of the night, votes start appearing out of nowhere. And they have been in rehearsal, dress rehearsal, for this kind of election fraud with other elections in smaller races. This is what they've been planning. And you know how I know that? There's a lot of reasons I know that. The biggest reason I know that is because people who want to force their will upon you should never be trusted. And that's the big picture. You don't have to get down in the weeds to realize that those people who are willing to thwart the Constitution, rob you of your individual freedom in order to amass their own power over you, are people that are not to be trusted. People who want to take away a law-abiding citizen's right to self-defense ought not to be trusted. People who tell you you don't need a gun because the police will protect you. And then, voila, once again, that seems to be my theme word for today. They turn right around and they say, you know what? We have to abolish the police. So remember when we said those police would protect you? No, what we're really after is to leave you helpless and defenseless against us. And we knew that. But a lot of conservatives were afraid to admit it, afraid to say it. We've been living this kind of marching Marxism for quite some time now, and now it's on steroids. Those in the know, those who are aware, those that listen to Gary S. Goldman know what those early signs led to. Early signs of tyranny only lead to bigger and bigger signs of tyranny. For example, at the very earliest of this virus, wearing masks was optional. In fact, it was controversial. People didn't know. Conservatives weren't going to bully others if they wore a mask, but little by little, over a period of 7 or 8 months, regardless of the facts, masks became mandatory. They now want to demonize you and isolate you and tell you you're selfish if you're interested in your freedom or someone else's. That's always the trajectory of tyranny. That's always the trajectory of authoritarianism. It's not as if we don't know this from history. And the people who are doing it are too ignorant of history because they think, you know, they'll be able to do it better. I've written a lot of stuff. And my last piece before the election was called, "This is for All the Marbles." And it drives me bonkers when people say to me, well, socialism has failed every time it's tried. Communism has failed everywhere it's been tried. It's not a matter of fail or success. That's preposterous. Why are conservatives so mealy-mouthed sometimes? I don't care if it's successful. It leads to tyranny, to the loss of freedom, and ultimately, and has, to genocide, poverty, chaos, uncivil society, banana republics, when people, filled with hubris, think that they can control you and your God-given rights and choices in your own life. That's what we are up against. The rest is just commentary, and I do a lot of that. But sometimes we just have to boil it down for our own sanity. And for my sanity, I'm not going to listen to the soap opera day to day to day. What I'm going to be interested in is this spectacularly persistent, gets better in the face of adversity president, couldn't have come at a better time, a gift, God's gift. Is he going to be able to prevail and bring honesty, integrity back to our elections from the same people that have been trying to completely thwart and subjugate America and its constitution? It's really no big deal. There isn't really much to it. I got a little message in my ear, but I was talking too much. So we're going to go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a terrific guest for you. WCRN, Karen Cataline, filling in for the wonderful Gary S. Goldman. Stay tuned.